want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for me, but blood makes noise. Is it ringing in my ear? Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and this is where we are freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And that tagline is not an accident, folks. I mean, like I said to Doug and Joe in the first hour, we still have a lot of people who are in brain lock, and they think that CNN and Fox are the gospel of all news. And we are still trying to break through, as they say, even though CNN says we're not the established media, and because we're not, we can't look at WikiLeaks. It's illegal. Oh, I'm sorry, I digress, but how crazy is that? Anyway, again, this hour is brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals and my very good friend Steve Quayle, leading the fight. I like to call him the godfather of our movement. I mean, he's everywhere and anywhere and so well respected. And I am a happy customer of Renaissance Precious Metals. I know that if I get through the trying times that are coming up and I'm able to protect my stash, so to speak, I'm going to come out of this on the other side in very, very good shape. And I'd encourage all of you, except for your monthly expenses, you know, convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into these precious metals. And there's only one person I trust to do it, and that's Steve Quayle. Give him a call tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Again, Steve's number, 406-586-4842. And for the very best in prepping, I mean, the best guy I know, most knowledgeable, best products, go to readymaderesources.com. Give Bob Griswold a call tomorrow, 1-800-627-3809. And when the war starts, or the economy collapses, or A and B are both true, you're going to wish you had your food if you don't have it, and you need to jump on it now, right now. Well, maybe right after the show. Go to pneumonia.com/Hodges. Like I said, if you think you got to bug out, grab-and-go bucket, 72 meals, reasonably priced, great tasting, I mean, restaurant-quality food, really good stuff. pneumonia.com/Hodges. And again, for your natural health care needs, because you're not going to be getting scripts in the hard times ahead, healthmasters.com, and don't forget about the Dave5 promotion code. Just put in the coupon code and get 5% off your Health Masters products. And those of you who've been following the show for a while, you know, Doug has, and Dave, yours truly, have been treated by, I don't know if I can use that word, sorry, FDA, sorry, CDC, but they have, he's nursed me back to health many times, Ted Brewer, and I did not go see my doctor, who I love. I like the doctor a lot, but Ted's better, and Ted was better for me, and we've heard those testimonials right here on this show. Well, anyway, that pretty well tells you who brings us the program and makes the broadcasting that we do here on Global Star Radio Network what it is. And you guys are really what it's all about. And the one thing I just want to mention to everybody before we jump in with our next guest, Eric Ajewski, you need to keep everybody in prayer. People who are in the movement, people who lead the movement, all of us, all Americans need to be in prayer right now because we're losing. We're losing. They're pulling us into the Third World War, and we're going to talk about this with Eric a lot. We are losing on almost every front, except we don't have to lose in the spiritual arena. And if we win the spiritual battle, we can win the battle. Spirit trumps all. No pun intended. Anyway, first-time guest on the show, Eric Ajewski. I was on his show not too long ago, and he has really good command of the issues. And I wanted to bring him on and introduce Eric and his work to my listening audience because he's someone worth paying attention to. And I'm really pleased that I got to know him, and glad that we have just another great voice out there bringing people the truth. Eric, welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, Dave. It's, you know, it was an honor getting you on. I think that was about 2 weeks ago. That particular video is still doing very well. Got a lot of great feedback from that video. And so, yeah, we're doing our best here at Tradcat Night to try to enlighten, if you will, individuals from a slightly different perspective, a traditional Catholic perspective. And, of course, as a foundation for my particular work would be the message of Fatima. And it ties in directly into a lot of what you talk about, Dave, concerning Russia, what we're seeing right now, the buildup in Syria, the buildup on the Ukraine border. And, you know, the Blessed Virgin Mary made these warnings in 1917. Everything thus far has come to fruition. And we are on the verge. People are not taking this serious enough. We are on the verge of World War III. There is no question. And so I hope that we'll be able to get into that a little bit. I wanted to start off prefacing this talk by just saying, in sort of sarcastic fashion, it's great to even be able to still do this, Dave, because as you know, Obama, 24 to 48 hours ago, was saying that he's now going to come after conspiracy theory websites and that we shouldn't even be out there. And so who knows how much longer we have, and we just got to press forward, keep attacking, so to speak, because as you mentioned, our battle is in the heavenlies first and foremost. It's not with the flesh, first and foremost. It's in the heavenlies. So, I don't know where you really want to get started. Again, I mean, we could start maybe with this message of Fatima because it ties in with Russia.
Yeah, let's go there. I like that. I mean, that's just, I wanted to hit this, and I love having the spiritual perspective on here because ultimately, as I just said, this is where we have to really focus the majority of our effort.
Okay, so essentially, the Blessed Virgin Mary has actually been warning for hundreds of years of an apostasy in the Catholic Church, but then ultimately war, and we'll just label it chastisements, which are on the horizon. I hope everyone can see that we're moving in that direction. None of us know, you know, when the economic collapse is going to be. We don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or if it's going to be next year. I think we'd all agree that it's rather imminent now. But nevertheless, the Blessed Virgin Mary came in 1917 to warn at Fatima, and we actually just passed the 99th anniversary of Fatima. October 13th marked the 99th anniversary of the Miracle of the Sun, wherein people who didn't believe in this message essentially went where the Blessed Virgin Mary said that there would be a miracle performed. And this, of course, was the quote-unquote, the day the sun danced, the Miracle of the Sun. And literally, atheists, Freemasons came and were converted by this miracle. So it gave proof that what she said concerning not only the apostasy in the church, but the rise of Russia's errors, and then ultimately, and I'm going to get a direct quote from you, for you, but essentially she said, Russia will be the instrument of chastisement chosen by heaven to punish the world if we do not obtain the conversion of that poor nation beforehand. And so there was a specific consecration that was needed to be done by a pope in union with all the bishops. It wasn't done, and so now we're going to suffer consequentially. It will eventually be done. Those of us who've studied it in detail, it will happen actually after war breaks out. In my opinion, it will be by Benedict the 16th successor, and I'll have to break that down a little bit. I know we touched upon this a little bit, but there are many of us who don't even hold Francis as the true pope. But nevertheless, Russia is key, and as a matter of fact, I was listening to Father Malachi Martin, who was an insider. He was a Jesuit himself. He read this of the third secret of Fatima, because there was three secrets. And ultimately, he came to America to be a whistleblower. And so he was warning about the apostasy in the church, but he was talking about how Russia is critical for the rise of Christendom. In order for Christendom to essentially get back on track, Russia is the key nation. Now, that's heaven's plan, but what's man's plan? What's the Freemasonic plan? It seems to run through the United Nations or the puppet state of Israel eventually, but that's not going to happen. That's not what God wants. And so we've got kind of a clash between what heaven wants and what man is trying to do, kind of in a new Tower of Babel situation that we have, the new Babylon being built. And so what I offer to your guests and listeners, again, you can find all this information on tradcatnight.blogspot.com. You can also go to my YouTube simply search Tradcat Night is pay attention, because you and I both know, Dave, they're very clever. You know, they're problem, reaction, you know, solution type people. And so the end game in all of this truly is to not only formalize a one-world governing body, a one-world economic system, but a one-world religion. So they're literally using, in my opinion, the war on terror and the threat of nuclear war to unite all religions. And this is essentially what the Blessed Virgin Mary was warning about, that there would just be, you know, in John Lennon fashion, everyone just get together, let's, you know, hug it out. And this, from our perspective, is obviously not a good thing. So I would just offer, pay attention to that, because every time you see some sort of terror attack, or you see, you know, the latest, you know, what's going on with ISIS in the Middle East, you always see Francis coming out and saying, you know, war in and of itself is just evil, which is actually not true, because there is such a thing as just war in terms of defending ourselves. But you're always seeing him trying to get together, get all religions together and say, hey, no, you're good, I'm good, let's just all get along. And so I'm hoping that most of your listeners can see that. They should be seeing that already. And that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I've written about it. I mean, this Chrislam concept, as it's often called, the combining of religions, is dangerous. It's dangerous. We don't have to earn salvation as Christians. We simply have to confess in the belief that Jesus is the Son of God and commit to Him. We're not perfect. But when you look at the other religions, I don't want any part of them, because they demand you're saved by actions. And quite frankly, I think some of the claims get a little bit on the silly side. So, yeah, I'm not very open-minded when it comes to combining religions, Eric.
Yeah, you know, it's also interesting, too. I'm sure you covered this as well within the past, I think it's, 24 hours, Obama has come out and now released a new executive order stating, you know, preparing Americans for, what is it, the next 120 days for some space weather events. Now, this is pretty key from a prophetic standpoint, too, because we've been covering this for a long time. This is one of the things that the Blessed Virgin Mary's actually been warning about. Essentially, eventually, we'll be hit by a CME or an EMP. And people are paying attention to this very closely now, whether it's, I don't know if you've had Ben Davidson on your show, but he's really good with space weather. He would be a good guest. But we're paying attention to this. And even over the past 24 to 48 hours, there's been a lot of anomalies going on up in the upper atmosphere and just actually with the sun itself. So I would say pay attention to the sun. You know, we know in Scripture even, our Lord said there would be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and so forth. And so these are the kinds of things that we're paying attention to. We have this solar eclipse coming up, total solar eclipse in August 2017. You know, the meteorites are picking up tremendously. People are seeing them on the East Coast, West Coast, all over. And so, you know, this is essentially what the message was all about. If you don't pay attention to these warning signs, and again, she's been warning through various what we call mystics in the Catholic Church, very holy people. She actually warned through another mystic in Italy who actually bore the stigmata. And in 1960, she basically said, the Blessed Virgin Mary, through this particular individual, people don't recognize all these scourges going on that are happening on the social level, the economic level, the political level, and they don't return to truly Christian living. She says another terrible war will come from the east to the west. Russia, with her armies, will battle America and overrun Europe. That's how serious it is. So it's kind of a continuation of what she was saying in an earlier sense. So I know you proposed the question to your audience, and you try to break it down and analyze it. How much longer can Putin hold out? I mean, I think he's being very patient with what U.S. and NATO are doing, with all of the buildup, you know, of the forces and tanks and defense missile sites over there in Europe. And, you know, he's just kind of sitting back, and he's playing it cool. I mean, it's truly amazing. And I don't know what the catalyst is going to be. Is it going to be Syria? Is it going to be Ukraine? I know Father Malachi Martin said to pay more attention to the Kiev area as opposed to Syria for your listening audience.
But I mean, it's just I would say this, Eric, though. I think Syria is much more biblical than Kiev. And we go to, I've written an article on that last week, and, you know, it's a matter of conjecture. I mean, you know, I don't claim to have a corner on the knowledge of all biblical prophecy and scripture, but I think it's Syria. But I think it's going to spread very quickly. I also think we're going to see a war in space. Let me respond to what you're saying about the events in the heavens. I don't discount what you're saying at all, in the least. I think it's very, very, very possible. But also, I would think everybody needs to be mindful of a fake in the sky. And what I mean by that is Operation Bluebeam. And, you know, we discussed this, I think, briefly, and it was on your show. My father was, he basically helped reverse engineer knowledge from German scientists after he left the Navy. And he concluded there was a secret space program because he said this stuff was not showing up in NASA. And from there, he also discovered before he left the service, in the civil service he was working at that time, that about Operation Bluebeam. And he didn't have the security clearance necessary to see it and hear about it. He told me about it in his final days. So, Eric, you know, I think that we could see something like, you know, Planet X, as it's often called. But it also wouldn't surprise me if an event would not be manufactured.
Yeah, there's no question. We cover Project Bluebeam, too. And as a matter of fact, the New World Order has disclosed that's one of the ways that they will potentially unite all humanity on the religious level is through a quote-unquote comet being manufactured. The only thing I would argue against that is this. You know, there are just far too many tangibles in terms of quantitative data, such as, you know, the volcanoes and the earthquakes. I mean, is all of it really fracking, or can it be blamed on CERN or Scalar? In my opinion, I don't think so. I don't think we have that kind of capability. Now, there is, to some degree, we can control and, you know, modify weather. The thing about Project Bluebeam, I think, I'm glad you mentioned that, is I've been trying to warn people of this phony alien invasion, which they're going to try to pull off. Oh, yeah, yes. That's big time, because I mentioned on our show this character who's going to arrive on the scene, this New Age Antichrist, Maitreya, and his ascended masters, and they basically say in their writings that their quote-unquote space brothers are paving the way. You and I both know this is highly demonic and Luciferian.
We know.
However, how are they going to be able to pull that off? And I think that's going to be through some kind of phony, you know, Independence Day where the bad aliens come and attack us, and all of a sudden Maitreya and his ascended masters come on the scene and save the day, and they'll be, you know, painted out as, you know, the good guys in the situation. You and I both know they're not here to save us, they're here to enslave us. So, big, big difference. But I agree with you. Yeah, Project Bluebeam is a very intricate part, and actually the Blessed Virgin Mary warned of that. She warned of false prodigies in the last times, because the faith would be so diminished that there would just be signs everywhere in the skies. And you can actually go to YouTube right now and punch in Project Bluebeam, and you'll see phony crosses in the sky. And again, this is all paving the way for, ultimately, in my opinion, this phony alien invasion. I think that's one of the things Clinton said that she would do, was to continue on with that alien disclosure program. I haven't seen what Trump would say on the matter. You probably know better than I, Dave.
I don't think Trump has gone down that road. I don't think it's even of a concern to him, although I think he'd be well advised to pay attention if he were president. But, you know, the Clintons have been fascinated with the ET UFO question forever. I mean, people are saying, Dave, what are you talking about? It's true. We go back to the early days of the Clinton administration. He set Vince Foster to work to find out two things. One, who killed Kennedy? And two, what's the real truth behind UFOs and ETs? And if they're real, what are they up to? And then you go forward. I've published articles with pictures about Hillary Clinton and Lawrence Rockefeller. She's holding his book on UFOs, embracing him. She went to stay with him at his ranch in Wyoming and talk about UFOs and ETs. They are obsessed with this topic. In fact, I did a podcast on this about a week ago. Why are the Clintons obsessed with UFOs? What do you think, Eric? Why are they obsessed with it?
Well, I think ultimately if she gets in, she's going to be the catalyst, at least here in the West, in terms of making that disclosure. Obviously, the Vatican's going to have their hand. And again, for your listeners who don't understand, I should have prefaced this. You know, as traditional Catholics, we understand and we know what's going on in the Vatican. We've been infiltrated. This was a warning at Fatima. It's in the real third secret of Fatima, which is not being revealed to the public, by the way. And this is for obvious reasons. The enemy's not going to come out and put their plans right on the table. Yep, we've taken over the Vatican. Yep, this is what we're doing. Yep, we're trying to form a one world religion. Doesn't make sense, folks. So it's not going to come out till after the fact. But anyone who knows and has studied these nefarious sects, if you will, Freemasonry being one of them, we know very much that these principles are being implemented, and ultimately it's paving the way for this Luciferian one world religion. So as traditional Catholics, we're not following the teachings of Francis. We're not following the teachings of Vatican II. We are what's called resistant. So I wanted to make sure that you know, everyone understood that. But you know, I asked the question to you, you know, in return on my show. I mean, is this a hopeless situation, Dave? I mean, even if Trump gets in, is he really going to save the day? Could he be JFK'd? I mean, is he staging for a revolution here? We all see what the Black Lives Matter people say. If he gets into office, you know, they're going to come out and just completely loot, you know, the major cities and do this or that. I mean, it seems like there's kind of no way out of this. I'm not saying there's no hope, but on the practical level, on a human level, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what can
you do? Well, I have a response to the Black Lives Matter question right off the top. I will tell you this, and I have no hesitation in saying this. The vast majority of black people in this country do not support hooliganism, thuggery, and they will not participate in the destructions of other people's neighborhoods or their own neighborhoods. They won't use violence as the method of first resort. I don't buy it. Yeah, this is a facade. Now, can the group that is hired by Soros and controlled by him, can they cause some great disruptions? Yes. But we're not going to see, I think, an overwhelming, it's black versus white, and the blacks want to kill the whites in great numbers. That's not going to happen. I mean, you know, any group of people, I don't care who you're talking about, they fundamentally want to be left alone by their government to live their lives. And then, unfortunately, there are those people who won't leave them alone, like the George Soros of the world. So I that's my answer to that. But I do agree with you. We're going to see strife from Soros' groups if Trump gets in. But I don't think it... Let's put it this way. A Trump presidency is not a panacea. But what we look at now is it's a movement that's bigger than Trump. If Trump were to die today, the movement is in place and the globalists have a big problem.
Yeah, no question about it. The only thing I would add is, you know, the end game for the New World Order ultimately is a staging for this new Messiah onto the world. In order for people to accept this phony baloney character, it has to get really bad. We touch base a little bit about this on my show. I mean, think about how bad it is where your everyday Christian will literally bow down and accept a mark potentially from this character. It means, yes, an economic collapse would have to happen. And we're talking right now before the storm, so to speak. Who knows what will happen after a week of not eating and potentially drinking for, you know, 3 days or something. I mean, we'd like to think that most people would be rational. And certainly I hope there won't be a race war or there won't be, you know, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that we're being pinned for a civil war or revolution here, because that's what the New World Order wants. Because when this character comes up onto the scene, he's going to have all the answers. He'll kind of quell the storm. We'll need to do this. And it's going to be very socialistic, by the way. And so in order for it to get to that point, it really has to drop. We have to kind of just fall off a cliff on every level. And I think the first indicator that we're close to that will be the economic collapse. And I'm honestly surprised that nothing has transpired thus far. You know, I've had some of the top trendsetters and economic experts on my show, and they've all been saying by year's end, 2060, many of them have suggested before the elections. Now we see Obama... what was it, just the other day we had, I think it was Joe Biden, I can't remember if it was Joe Biden or Obama, basically saying we're now cyber attacking Russia. I mean, is this just propaganda, you know, kind of feeding back and forth, again, with the ultimate aims of getting people to live in such fear and paranoia that they ultimately succumb to this one world religion? I mean, that's kind of how I see it. I always kind of see it more from a theological prospect first, because I know that's basically the main thing on their table. I mean, the mark of the beast, the whole chipping and stuff, it's more secondary, honestly, to them. Because I believe I mentioned this on my show. If I haven't mentioned this to your audience, I don't think we even covered this yet, but the actual mark of the beast, you know, is a reference to the Luciferian initiation, which will take place even before that whole microchip is implanted. So you'll have to sign over, so to speak, to this counterfeit baptism, and then you can get this chip implanted, and then you can buy and sell. So it's like pledging your allegiance to Lucifer through this false prophet coming, and ultimately this Antichrist. And again, this is why it's kind of alarming on our end, Dave, is because there are certain things taking place now in the Catholic Church. You even have Francis kind of aligning even more progressive cardinals under his wing. I don't know if you saw it, it was in the past 72 hours, but I think it was 17 cardinals. Well, virtually all of them are, let's just put this in layman's terms, not good. Okay. So we see this kind of staging for ultimately this kind of what we call a formal schism here in Rome. And it's just all of the chess pieces being put on the table. And as you know, Obama's smiling. Francis is smiling. Everyone's smiling. They think they're doing this for the betterment of mankind. And ultimately, people are just, you know, as you said, they're succumbing to it. And that's why we have to continue to wake them up.
Well, hopefully shows like that will start to accomplish that, that means. But certainly, I share, let me back up and say this, okay? I'm a partial Catholic by proxy. And what I mean by that is my sister and her children were Catholics, and I've been to so many services I couldn't even count, so many masses, I should say. But I'm concerned about what's happening in all religions, but let's just focus right now on the Catholic religion. When your leader talks about all religions being equal, when your leader, the Pope, the leader of the Church, comes out and espouses beliefs that are in such diametric, let's just say, substance towards the Bible, and when the leader of that church also basically starts to take political positions and sound more like the leader of a country rather than the leader of a faith, I have grave concern. How about you?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, there's cause for concern, but I would also put out there that's actually proof of the Catholic religion, because we were forewarned of this. I mean, it's in Scripture, the great apostasy. And the third secret of Fatima, when it was revealed, the leading cardinals in the church, Cardinal Oddi, Chiappi, I'm trying to think of Ottaviani, they all came out, and they couldn't say it verbatim, but they all said the apostasy starts at the top. Now, we knew very early on, and again, there's a minority of what I would deem are true Catholics left in the world. It's very sad and unfortunate that most people who identify as Catholics are following this quote-unquote Novus Ordo religion, the new order of man religion, which is highly universalist. It's Freemasonic. It simply isn't Catholic. So what I would offer to your people is it literally proves, okay, Catholicism, in the sense that this is what the early apostles warned of. It's in Scripture. It's in the early writings of the Church, the Catholic Church Fathers. They warned about this. And then again, it's reiterated over and over again in these Marian apparitions, approved ones. And you can go on my YouTube channel. I just covered three of them. Our Lady of Heed, Our Lady of Akita, Our Lady of La Salette, and of course, Fatima. Where at La Salette, she said, Rome will lose the faith and become the seat of Antichrist. This perfectly ties in with Revelation. Perfectly ties in with the Apocalypse. And over again, it talks about how the beast will move about through these quote-unquote Catholic churches, so to speak. And that's essentially what's happening, is we're being watered down. We're being prepared for a takeover. I always say this on my own radio show. If you're trying to go from Catholicism to Luciferianism, Dave, that doesn't happen in a week. That doesn't happen in a year. That doesn't even happen in a couple decades. They needed time to water things down, to boil the frogs, if you will. And so now we're 50-plus years in. Most people have grown up in it, right, because most people have died off since Vatican II, the late 50s. And now all they know is Vatican II. Well, the problem is the Second Vatican Council isn't Catholic. You see what I'm saying? So that's why we work so earnestly to try to point out how Francis, and this is tough for a lot of Catholics to swallow, he isn't Catholic. That's the whole point. He's a heretic. And for those who, you know, the red flags are going off, Eric, you can't say that. What you have to understand, to those who identify as Christians, there have been various crises in the church, one of which was an Arian crisis, of which in the early church, 9 out of every 10 Catholic bishop was a heretic. He was literally following something the church didn't teach in her tradition. So that proves there could be an apostasy already from precedence. Okay? So now we kind of move ahead a little bit. There was actually a pope in Catholic Church history. His name was Honorius. I'm not sure if you know this, Dave, but he actually sided with heretics, taught heretics at his time, and his third successor dug up his grave at the Third Council of Constantinople. They unvested him. They said he was never Catholic. They threw his body in the Tiber and said, farewell, good riddance. That was to a pope. So you see what I'm saying? So when we say the pope is infallible, it's very, very limited. And in fact, over the past 50 years, only one time has that been invoked? And that was when Pope John Paul II said there could be no women priests. End of story. That's from the tradition of the church. And so, but I agree with you. Yeah, on the surface level, and that's why it's very, very, you know, difficult to try to convert anyone to Catholicism these days. I mean, you have to really break this down and help people understand, like, okay, we've been forewarned about this. This is what's happening. We see this in the Fatima message. We see this in the apocalypse. And again, as I mentioned, we're going to see a character, in my opinion, step onto the scene within this next year or two, who is going to be your false prophet character. And he's going to literally formalize this one world religion. So we got to pay attention to what Francis is doing. I'm going to have a Vatican insider.
Do you think that figure is going to be the current pope?
No. There's a lot of Catholics who actually say that right now, and that's not true because, and they're partially speaking in ignorance because they don't know the next step. I spent a lot of time studying the New Age, so essentially I can draw that bridge over to what they're trying to do. I always start with their end game, and then I work backwards. And I see what's going on now, and then I try to draw bridges over that. So again, we already mentioned the whole alien card. There's no doubt they're going to play that card. So pay attention to the Vatican. They'll have some kind of disclosure coming out soon. And I'm sure you've probably heard of other Christians out there who've been, you know, warning about that too. But no, he's not the false prophet. One of the characteristics from tradition and scripture is that the false prophet, much like, I forget whether it's Elijah or Enoch, but one of the Old Testament prophets called down fire from heaven. And that's one thing that the false prophet will literally do. That is to be taken in a literal sense, the Catholic Church teaches. Listen, Francis can barely tie his shoes, let alone call down fire from heaven. I mean, he's kind of goofy to us. I mean, you know, it's really sad to say, but when I look at Francis, it's more comical. Like, I don't... It's almost like reading a Sunday morning cartoon strip. It's like, we're waiting. What's the next Looney Tune things he's going to say? So that would just be one of the examples, but we have to understand that the false prophet works side by side with this Antichrist figure, who in my opinion is this Maitreya character. He lines up perfectly with tradition. He's got ties to the third temple now being constructed, or the plans thereof in Jerusalem. It's called the New Jerusalem Project. You know, this character's name adds up to 666 in seven different languages. He's also going to appear onto the scene after the economic collapse on what's called a Day of Declaration, where he'll ultimately pitch his socialistic programs. But it's his sidekick. His name is called the Master Jesus in esoteric circles. And I've broken it down even further. This guy's name is Yeshua ben Joseph. And he's going to deceive a lot of people, whether they're Jews, whether they're Christians, whether this or that. He's going to come out and basically... make this push for that one world religion. He's going to be the one that's actually going to start this mark of the beast, which is this Luciferian initiation. So ultimately, they're going to get rid of the Catholic sacraments in Rome. And this is what's so interesting with not only, you know, you can take scripture, but you can also take Catholic prophecy and early tradition, which says eventually Rome would turn pagan again. So much like Rome was pagan in the early days, ultimately it adopted Catholicism at a certain point, and then the church warned that in the end times it would return to ancient paganism. Now this calls the question, Dave, environmentalism. You see, we have to make another connection.
I was
going to
go there. Yes.
Yeah. So now what do we have? Francis coming out with his new encyclical Laudate Si, where we're now sinning if we're not recycling and carpooling and shutting off your refrigerators at night. You know, we have to, you know, go to confession for that. This is all nonsense. I mean, this is in a church teaching. And certainly we have to be prudent. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we have to be prudent in what we do. But ultimately what it's doing is it's returning us back to ancient paganism. He has already said, he's already been quoted as saying, you know, when we litter and do stuff like this, we hurt Mother Earth. I mean, that's a literal quote. I mean, people don't understand. We're heading
Mother
back.
Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Where's Gaia at in the Bible?
And that's because, you know, there's a great talk I have on my YouTube. I encourage all of you to listen to this. Again, there's many of us who don't hold him as a true pope. We call him an anti-pope. Mm-hmm. It's a two-hour talk with my former spiritual director. He's got a lot of connections in the Vatican. He's written many books that have gone all over the United States and all over the world. His name is Father Paul Kramer. Two-hour talk where we break this down, all of the doctrines, you know, environmentalism, everything, and we paint a very vibrant picture. Of course, we can't go through this all in the next 20 minutes, but essentially how he is the stooge. He is a stooge to the new age. And he's basically, in my opinion, going to step aside here at a certain point, and he's going to help this Master Jesus character. That's what the New Age teachings say. They say, we have, Francis, he's under our control, and ultimately he's going to aid this Master Jesus in the formalizing of this one world religion. And so that's where people don't understand that next step. So if you don't know that next step, then I can understand why people are calling him the false prophet as it is. But I mean, he's definitely not. There's another piece to the puzzle that people are missing. And when it happens, I think it's going to happen, and people are going to, I've always said, Dave, we're going from diabolical disorientation to just flat out Twilight Zone. Because as you mentioned with Project Bluebeam, I mean, we're going to have to really discern what is real, what isn't real. You know, I talk about Planet X. I'm a Planet X believer, but yes, you got to be on guard. It's on record. The New World Order is saying that they have, a phony, staged comet, potentially to hit that will unite all of humanity. So you got to be on guard against all cards, if you will, that they're going to try to play, whether it's the war on terror, whether it's environmentalism, whether it's World War III. I mean, ultimately, I think we agree that World War III will happen, right? I mean,
I think there's no question. It's, yeah.
Yeah. No so question. It's just a matter of time. Is it going to be, is it going to be in a few months? Is it going to be a year? The only thing I would offer is this. In terms of a timing, Father Malachi Martin was pretty adamant on this point. He always said pay attention to the skies, and so I think you're going to see a certain star sign in the sky, which these new agers are awaiting, because I believe I talked about this off air with you, that it will be in mockery of Christianity. We know the three magi follow the star to go get to the Messiah. Well, after all of these what we call chastisements begin, whether it's the economic collapse, all the civil unrest, all the chaos that's going on, obviously, things are going to get really nutty. They are awaiting this star sign in the sky, which will appoint, from their perspective, that a new Messiah is on the horizon. Someone is here to save us, folks. And so just imagine, again, how bad it has to get for people who you and I would deem as, sane, rational. And that's what Albert Pike said in his revelations on the Third World War, where he's talking about how the ultimate aims was to get Christians to buy into the Luciferian dogma, if you will. And he said that they would become so desolate that they would. I mean, who's going to do that? I don't know. I mean, it's quite sad to think about how people will buy into this program. But all I'm saying is, Father Martin summed it up in one of his last talks before he died. And again, he was in the process of writing a book wherein he was about to name all of the Luciferian cardinals in the Catholic Church, but then also just the Luciferians in general that he was aware of. And he had a lot of high-ranking knowledge, so I don't doubt it. And sure enough, within a short period of time, he was pushed down the stairs and never to be heard from again.
Art Bell said he was assassinated, and Malachi Martin said on his deathbed he was pushed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But he was in the process of writing a book to where he was literally going to name names, because in some of his earlier books, he used what was called faction. He would write about cardinals in the church, but then make up phony baloney names. But they were in reference to a real person in the church. This, he was just going to flat out give it to you. And that was kind of interesting with the Third Secret of Fatima. He said this in 1998 when he was asked by Art Bell, well, how much time do we have until, essentially the fruition of this third secret? And to me, this is more of a reference to the NWO religious side of things. He says it's not 100 years away, it's not 50 years away, it's not 20 years away. So there was obviously a date associated with this third secret of Fatima. So you do the math, less than 20 years from 1998, you got 2017, which is, by the way, the 100-year anniversary of Fatima, which is also key from a Catholic perspective, because there was one very prominent revelation, if you will, by Pope Leo XIII, who saw a war of words essentially, not really a war of words, because you can have war of words with Jesus, but between the devil and our Lord, and basically our Lord granted the devil 100 years to destroy the church. Obviously, we're seeing that. And then after that 100-year period, things would begin to move in the right direction again. So all I'm saying, many of us denote that time to start at 1917. You got 100 years from that, 2017. 2017, you know, I would dare argue almost on a daily basis, Dave, there'll be some kind of like major or significant event. Not that we don't see a lot happening now, but 2017 is going to make 2016. It's just going to pale in comparison in those days than what we're seeing.
You know what's
right
interesting is 1917 was the year that we entered World War One, and we're coming up on the 100th anniversary of that. How coincidental is that?
Yeah, Bolshevik Revolution, too.
Yeah,
you know, that's
exactly.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's another reason why I think all these revolutions may happen in that year. You know, I had V, the guerrilla economist, on, and he was always saying from day one, I think the economic collapse is going to happen in 2017. He was virtually the only one. And I'm kind of almost leaning towards that now a little bit. It makes a little bit more sense, because when this all happens, Dave, it's going to be like one domino after another. After the economic collapse, which is going to be your first domino, you know how dominoes works. You push that first one down, and it's just bam, 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 and everything is just going to unravel and just spin apart. I mean, just day after day, there's going to be, you know, some major, you know, false flag, you know, just revolutions all. I mean, it's just going to be nightmarish. And all I'm saying is I don't know if we have enough time between now and the elections. What is it, less than 3 weeks away? I mean, potentially, could something happen? You know, could we have the economic collapse? Yes. I mean, I don't know. None of us know. You know, the bottom line is, I think we all agree it's imminent now, and you know, we gotta continue to pray, because, and just get this information out there so that people, you know, are aware. I, like you, am a prepper. You know, we try to bring some of the top survivalists and preppers onto the show. We encourage that. You know, I believe that, you know, Noah was a prepper. Joseph in the Old Testament knew of the, you know, the 7-year famine. He prepped to some degree. I'm not saying, you know, run around like a turkey without your head. But, you know, start prudently taking action. You know, maybe buy a little gold or silver, buy land to where you can start getting off of the grid. But therein lies another problem, Dave, because they're now attacking, you know, the off-gridders and preppers as terrorists.
I know. They want us, so we're so hungry, so thirsty, so afraid, that we'll cross the line into their camps. You know,
yeah.
Eric, let me share this with you. I interviewed, maybe 3-4 years ago now, probably 3 years ago, Pastor Walter Mansfield. And he thought he was doing a patriotic thing early on when he joined the clergy response team. He said, I'm going to help government, and I'm going to bring a Christian perspective. He ended up quitting because they actually trained him when he was in the FEMA camp. So people say FEMA camps don't exist. Okay. When he was in the FEMA camp, and he sent me documentation on this, that he could not quote the Bible. In fact, the justification DHS used was the fact that the Bible has been persecutory through all the ages that the Bible has been in existence, and that he simply was there to calm people down and get them to follow directions.
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Excuse me, he's a Protestant pastor. We've been talking about the Catholic Church, but the thing I want to point out to the audience, there's no one who's been left unscathed from a religious point of view with regard to the New World Order.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the reason why they needed the Catholic Church more so was because it's just by nature, you know, I don't know in terms of numbers where it's at now, but just as large as an institution it is, the buildings that it has. And, you know, even Pope Benedict XVI, who is the true pope, in my opinion, and this ties in with prophecy, there's numerous prophecies which suggests that a pope is going to flee Rome after these chastisements starts, after Russia starts moving through Europe, as I mentioned, after you see Islam start, you know, the sleeper cells start waking up and they start moving through Europe, which they will. He's going to actually flee Rome. So the true Catholic Church is going to move elsewhere. I mean, that's why I say pay attention now to what Benedict XVI is doing, because he's eventually going to move through Europe. He's going to be killed, and then ultimately from those cardinals who resist this schism, who don't go along with the program, so to speak, we'll have to elect a new pope that way. I think it'll end in Portugal, in my opinion. That's where the church will be set up. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the tentacles run all over. They have to have it all. And that, you know, that whole program you're talking about, to me, as far as from what I could read, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but it just seemed like another giant spying program, you know, trying to gather data, see what people are doing. You know, that's just it. You know, they've got moles all over. Who knows, you know, who is anymore? I mean, for us, I've mentioned this on my show quite frequently. I think anti-Pope Francis, without a doubt, is a 33rd degree Freemason based upon his doctrine and based upon the hand signals that he's giving, that everyone just wants to say, oh, Eric, you're being too conspiratorial. I mean, he's given like a half a dozen of them. I mean, how much more evidence do we need, folks? I mean, it's like, how much longer can we hide our head as ostriches in the sand and just, no, he's not that bad. Yeah, it is that bad. We have to, you know, own up to what's going on. And sadly, people in the Catholic Church have been raised under the notion of obedience. Now, obedience is good if your priest, if your bishop, if the Pope is actually teaching Catholic things. Okay? If they're not, then you have to resist. And so that's where your quote-unquote modern Catholic with a K, they can't process that. They don't think it's possible that Jesus would allow something like that. Even though it's in Scripture, even though it's in tradition, even though the Blessed Virgin Mary's been warning for hundreds of years. And so that's what I have to put up with, Dave, on a daily basis. I get more slack from people in the local diocese than I do from Protestants. I've seen more Protestants, Dave, through this where it comes to Catholicism than I have people get out of the Novus Ordo churches. And that's what it is. It's Novus Ordo. It's a false brand of Catholicism. It's not, you know, if Budweiser represents Catholicism and Luciferianism represents water, again, you don't go from the Budweiser to water overnight. You've got to boil the frogs. So that intermediary position, if you will, is Bud Light. And that's what people are being pitched right now, Bud Light, and they're trying to pass it off as Budweiser. The problem is, from a Catholic's perspective, you don't hold those dogmas the church taught, you simply cease to be a Catholic. And so there's a huge fight. You probably don't even realize how bad a fight there is, like an internal schism right now between what we call modernists and traditionalists. And Francis says he wants nothing to do with people like me. I mean, he's just, you know, there's a bishop that we follow, Bishop Williamson, and like a couple weeks ago he said, you know, we want nothing to do, you know, with Bishop Williamson. He won't even talk to us. Well, yeah, until you convert and start teaching Catholic things, what's there to talk about?
I agree. It's so disturbing because the undermining of many churches has come in the form of 501(c), you know, tax exemptions, and it limits what people can talk about in the church. And then you get the clergy response team, and then you get people who, like head of the Lutheran Church, that are embracing non-Christian doctrine, you know, basically allowing for homosexual pastors. And that's not what the church says. I mean, I think, can a homosexual hold a job? Absolutely. But can they be a pastor? Not according to the Bible. And we're seeing the complete bastardization of the entire Christian faith, not just the individual faith, you know, the Baptists, the Lutherans, and the Catholics. I'm talking about every faith.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they need to have their tentacles spread out all over. I mean, this is not going to end, obviously. The persecution, as our Lord said, would continue. You know, it's sad to see what's going on over there in the Middle East. I mean, they're getting it, you know, not as a dry martyr. I mean, they're literally dying over there. I mean, they're literally being killed by ISIS and other fanatic freaks. But, you know, that day is coming. You know, the breakdown of our borders, these sleeper cells are coming in. I think it's 110,000 more Syrian refugees are coming in. I think that's what Obama allowed for the next year. I don't know if they've upped that number or not. But listen, this is all planned. Destabilization of Christianity in general, specifically with Europe. They're a little bit more concerned with Europe than they are with the United States. But eventually, yeah, once the economic collapse happens, you know, I've had other government insiders come on telling me how they have on record they're going to have 6 9/11 type events over a 2-week period. I'll say that again, 6 9/11 type events over a 2-week period. I remember Guccifer, who was that international hacker that basically blasted Clinton's emails out there. Well, it was about a year or two ago where he came out and he said it was on record that the CIA had a false flag planned for Chicago, a nuke attack, nuke/chemical attack, and a city in Pennsylvania, you know, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it's, you know, Philadelphia, maybe it's some other city, I'm not sure. And I mean, given all that he has come to say has come to fruition, I don't doubt what he put out there. So, you know, the bottom line is we're going to start just seeing these types of false flags pop off here in the United States. Of course, to get us to give in to fear and paranoia, what does that do? Now we got to hand over our guns to the government, trust our government. We know what we're doing. We know how the game works, problem, reaction, solution. And so it's all set up. And so, you know, that's what I'm saying. I think we're there. We're at the precipice, if you will, to where, in my opinion, you know, these types of things are not 5 years away even. I mean, we're within a matter of a couple years at most. Big thing for me is pay attention to Francis, because once you see that he says he's about to bail, and by the way, the New World Order plan, I don't think I updated you on this, David. You know, Leo Zagami and I have been tooting the horn on this because he had inside information, I had inside information on this, that Francis was literally going to bail out, like he was going to resign in his trip to Argentina. Well, we've been tooting the horn on this now for about a half a year now, and I'm going to get Leo back on here in a couple weeks. And guess what? You know, he came out within this past week and said, I'm canceling my trip to Argentina. So I have no doubt now. And listen, I have tons of cardinals who have blocked me on Twitter and social media. They know who I am. The La Observatoire, listen to this, Dave. The La Observatoire Romana, which is the semi-official publication of the Vatican, they blocked me on Twitter. Father Rosica has blocked me on Twitter. All these people who I suspect are high-ranking Freemasons, they want nothing to do with me. So I have no doubt at this point that they're following Tradcat Knight, and they know we're staying one step ahead of the game and trying to expose the New World Order. And here he goes, throws a curveball in there. So now it's like, okay, you know, what's the plan? The bottom line is he's going to step aside. So when you start to see him getting quote-unquote sick or quote-unquote tired, I would suspect that he's pretty close to bailing out somewhere, and then that's when you're going to see this nefarious, even more nefarious character, if you could believe that. In my opinion, the false prophet will arrive. I mean, that's how late in the game we are. You know, I don't think we have much more time until some more of these serious events start.
How does this tie into the coming war?
World War III?
Yes.
Well, you know, again, at Fatima, she mentioned there would be an annihilation of nations. What nations? I'm not sure. We see all of these countries now preparing. I know you've been tooting the horn on this. You could probably list them all better than I can over the past 3 or 4 months. Even Russia has been telling their people to start preparing, right? And they just had that big exercise. It was like 40 million people, or was it 4 million or 40 million? I forget.
40 million people went underground and to a bunker, and I wrote Obama an email, and I said, where's my bunker, Mr. President?
he's not going to allow you in his. And that's the other thing to this. I mean, they know, obviously, through World War III, and again, from my opinion, I do believe there's a Planet X system out there, and they know what is incoming, and they've built it for both of those reasons, World War III/the CME/, you know, just Planet X is incoming. And, you know, it's not just America. I mean, it's, you know, Russia, it's China. They're building bunkers. And they're going to leave us up here, you know, they're just going to leave us up here so that we can just, you know, figure things out, I guess. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, what will be the first move of Putin. You know, is it going to be Europe? Is he going to move troops throughout Europe? Or is it going to be an exchange of nukes? I mean, they have technologies right now which are far more advanced than the nuclear weapons. I mean, they've got scalar technology. This one top diplomat, I forget what his name is, I mean, he came on one show, I was listening to him, and he was just laughing. He said, you know, if America keeps messing with us, you know, we can disintegrate, you know, vaporize you guys in like 15 minutes. And I honestly believe that. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but I mean, they have that capability, and our government probably to some degree has, you know, significant advanced technologies above and beyond nuclear technology too. But You know, the bottom line is Russia is the key. Once this consecration is done, okay, this converts Russia, and then they start really going after Islam. They start really going after, in my opinion, you know, I don't know how you broke this down geopolitically. I think at some point there'll be a schism between Russia and China. I don't know if it'll be Russia to kind of tick off China, yeah, or China to tick off.
Eric, I got to cut in here because we're just about out of time, and we go down that avenue, that's another show. That's a whole other show about Russia and China, and I agree with you. We'll have you back to talk about that, but we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to make sure you tell people about how they can follow your good work when your show airs, how they can listen to it.
Well, thanks once again, Dave, for allowing me on the show. Well, I'll get you back on my show over here the next few months. So much happening that we'll keep everyone up to date on what you and I are both seeing. But yes, get to tradcatnight.blogspot.com. The number one ranked traditional Catholic website in the world. Again, we've got a lot of celebrities, actors. I mean, all types of people. It's not just traditional Catholics. There's people of all walks of life who are following this work. Also, you can get to the YouTube channel. Just simply plug in Tradcat Night. We're doing our best to keep up on the daily news, but then again, a lot of end time videos. A lot of videos that will help piece this jigsaw puzzle together, because as you know, there are so many pieces to this. Once you have all those pieces, you then put them together, and then the light bulb starts going off in your head. So I appreciate it, Dave, and I look forward to coming back on your show, and we'll get you on my show here pretty soon too.
Hey, final thought, who wins the election?
Who wins? Wow.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't know. If I had to take a guess, I would probably say Clinton. I could be wrong. I don't know. I mean, you know, these polls, I mean, you can't really judge mainstream polls, but if I had to take a guess with the whole alien agenda, which I know is a more immediate card, it will be Clinton. But if it is Trump, in my opinion, like, I don't see Trump getting in there and then, like, taking us back to making America great or something. I mean, they'll just get rid of him. I mean, that's how late we are in the game, that there's not enough time for someone like Trump to get in there and then actually try to go against the New World Order, if that makes sense, and start to turn it
opposite. No, it does, absolutely. Yeah.
So if I had to take a guess, I would probably say Clinton, and that's probably an unpopular opinion, because I think when I bring guests on, they pretty much say the opposite. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I have no idea. I mean, this is going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. But, oh, what times we live in, Dave.
Well, look, I appreciate you coming on. We're certainly going to have you back. The alien agenda is fascinating, and I'm certainly keen to that. You're making me want to write another article about Blue Beam. Thanks so much for being with us, Eric.
Appreciate it, Dave.
Well, everybody, thanks to Eric, and thanks again to Doug and Joe Hagman, who were with us in the first hour. Coming up next, Debbie Bacajalupa, first appearance here on the Common Sense Show. And she is good, and she's going to tell you about the cities you're going to live in, and you're not going to like it. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.